This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 35 for Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. This is our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian, today we're going to feature last night's board preview live broadcast, which focuses on some of the patriotic holidays we observe within Lincoln Public Schools. But first, what stories are on our website?
Well, we've got a story up there right now about our composting program. And so we started this program about 5 years ago, and now starting this year, every single school that's got a regular lunch program is composting.
Wow.
Yeah. So all these students are composting the things that are left over from their school lunches. We've diverted more than 1.2 million pounds of organic material from the landfill. That was last school year.
1.2 million pounds.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Anytime you hear about, you know, garbage and recycling and composting, it is amazing how much of it there is. Our sustainability coordinator, Brittany Albin, she estimates that Randolph just this year already has diverted more than 500 pounds of food and paper product. So, you know, take that times 57 schools.
All of our schools.
And just imagine what's going on there. And then some of the schools have gardens that they use that compost in. So Brittany was saying that, you know, having that compost come back to the school and being able to put it into the gardens, just a really great way for students to see the cycle, and we really want them to see the entire process. If you've ever done composting, either at home or somewhere, you know, once you get into the habit of it, you know, you just take your plate, you scrape off the stuff, you know what goes into to different receptacles, it really becomes just a natural, easy thing to do. So what a wonderful thing for our students to be learning, and especially with those gardens, to be able to see how that gets used and put right back into the earth.
And I love how the families like really buy into these gardens too, these community gardens where they're able to take care of them over the summer, and then they get to reap and harvest what they've sown, and to watch that whole cycle is really cool.
Also up on the front page, kind of over on the right column up at the top, we have Big Ticket Week. And so this is a special week for our elementary and middle school students where they get a ticket that will get them into any high school athletic activity. So I know my own students, they've brought theirs home, and it's got a whole schedule of everything that's going on this week, and they have been asking to go to everything.
That's awesome.
My son Monday night was like, well, there's a football game. We should go to the football game. I was like, well, it's Monday. I don't think there's a football game. And he looks, it's like, no, there's a freshman game tonight. And then the next night, he's like, well, there's a junior varsity game tonight. So it's like he wants to go to every game that there is. There's volleyball, softball, all the things going on. So if you don't have that ticket, if you have an elementary or middle school student and you want to go to a game, they were in community news. There's also a printable version right up on our front page. So grab any of those and head out to see a game.
It's really a neat way to get our younger students involved in some of those high school activities.
On the calendar this week, Thursday, tomorrow, girls varsity golf is up at Highlands at 9 a.m. Friday, 8 p.m., big game over at Seacrest is Southwest versus East High. Next Monday, 8:30 a.m., boys tennis, North Star Southeast and East High are over at Woods. At 5 p.m., there's softball games. East High is playing Lincoln High at Doris Bear. Also at the same time, Southwest is playing Southeast up at Doris Bear. Next Tuesday, right here at the district office, we have a learning lunch called 17 Digital Protections, How LPS Cares for Our Online World. Some members of our educational technology team in computing services, Chris Pultz, Tim Hahn, and Jared Rowe, are going to kind of walk through some of the invisible but critical ways that LPS cares for our kids in the online world.
And this is such a great presentation. We actually heard them during one of our Citizens Academies, and we invited them to speak at Learning Luncheon. If you can't make it to that event, we are going to broadcast that live on Facebook, or you can watch it after the fact. But I highly recommend it for any parent who has a student with a Chromebook. It really shows you the different ways that we are being prudent in taking care of our kids while they're online.
Yeah, and being Learning Lunch, bring a lunch, and usually we provide desserts. So there's cookies or Rice Krispie bars or something there. So come on over. 5 p.m. also Tuesday night, we have softball Northeast versus Southwest at Doris Bear. And then that evening, 6:30, volleyball East High is at Northeast.
Lots going on. You can tell we're in the middle of the school year. Of course, you can find all of the events going on our website, lps.org. We've got the arts calendar where you can find plays, shows, music events, and studio art events. And
yeah, those should be coming up here very soon.
They are. I think October we're going to see our first play, so that'll be exciting. And we've also got our athletic schedule, so check out on our website, lps.org. Well, Brian, last night on LPS Live Board Preview, we had a special episode in which board member Don Mayhew interviewed our social studies curriculum specialist, Jackie Kellison, and a SCO middle school teacher. He teaches sixth grade social studies, math, and science, but he has a great backstory. He used to be a former police officer, and his name is Ryan Treat. So let's take a listen.
Hello, my name is Don Mayhew, and I'm a member of your Lincoln Public Schools Board of Education. Welcome to this broadcast of LPS Live Board Preview. We're using Facebook Live to reach out to the community, give you a chance to get to know your elected school board members a little bit better, and talk about some of the important work that we're doing as a district. Keep in mind, if you're watching this live and you have some questions for us, type them in the comments below, and if we have a chance, we'll try to respond to your questions live during this broadcast. Lincoln Public Schools boasts a strong patriotic tradition of honoring national holidays throughout the school year that commemorate the service and sacrifice of heroes in our great country. Two of those holidays are coming up this next week. On Wednesday, September 11th, we pause to honor those individuals who lost their lives as a result of terrorist attacks in 2001, including many first responders. In classrooms and schools across Lincoln, we teach by example the very valuable lessons of humanity and service that were inspired by the aftermath of that day. In addition, next Tuesday, September 17th, we celebrate Constitution and Citizenship Day, a time to learn about and celebrate the responsibilities and opportunities we have as citizens of the United States of America. Joining me tonight to tell us more about these wonderful civic lessons are Jackie Kellison, K-12 Social Studies Curriculum Specialist at LPS, and Ryan Treat, a sixth grade teacher at SCO Middle School. Welcome to you both, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, so it's hard for me to internalize that 9/11 was 18 years ago. Most of our students at LPS were, or maybe all of them, were not born yet. So for them, this is history that happened before they were born. And so let me start with you, Jackie. Do you remember, I remember exactly where I was at on 9/11 when the news started coming in.
Right.
Where were you at? What do you remember? What did you feel?
So I was a senior in high school. I went to Southeast High School, so I was a senior, and I still remember where my locker was, and I was getting my backpack out of my locker in the morning right in front of the media center, and a friend of mine, who actually then became a journalist, comes out and says, I have some really crazy news. A couple planes just hit some buildings in New York City. And we didn't have a whole lot of context at the time for it, and passing period, then we had to kind of move on to our next class, and so I went into my calculus class, and the TVs are on, not a typical thing to see in your calculus class. And so then kind of throughout the rest of the day, in the media center, in all of my classes, the TVs were going and we were watching the events. We didn't have a whole lot of time to process what was happening at the moment, but there were a lot of my friends who were very scared and asking a lot of questions. Some of my friends chose to go home that day. Some stayed home the following day. So there was a lot of fear and there were a lot of questions, and teachers were really supportive about making sure that we felt safe in the school day.
I remember feeling like this just can't possibly be real.
Right, right, yes. And then it was shortly after I got home from school that the towers actually collapsed. Mm-hmm. And I was on the phone with a friend when that happened, and we both turned on the TV then. And again, just lots of questions, lots of, we needed a lot of support as teenagers.
Sure.
So.
Ryan, how about you? Same question. Where were you at on 9/11? What do you remember and what did you feel?
Oh, I would agree with you that it didn't feel real at the time. It was so bizarre that these things were happening that it was hard to rationalize, to wrap your brain around. I'm a little bit older than Jackie is, so my story's different. At that time, I was a police officer. I worked out of the Blair Police Department just north of Omaha, and I was assigned to a drug task force. And I had went into work on Sunday morning and working in a narcotics investigation that took me essentially from Sunday morning until Tuesday morning with very little sleep. So even when this happened, I was a very groggy person. I remember going home on Tuesday morning for the first time, saying goodbye to my wife, who happened to teach at OPS, and she went into school, and I made it to the couch, and I was out. The next thing I knew, the phone was ringing, and it was my wife calling from school to tell me these things and to say, turn the TV on. You won't believe what happened. You got to wake up. And so I turned the TV on, and I would say 10, 15 minutes that I was able to watch it and the devastation that was happening that morning on TV until I fell back asleep on the couch and woke up a couple hours later, got up, got a bowl of cereal, sat back down on the couch, and even reflected to myself, like, oh my gosh, that was the worst nightmare that I had ever had. And like almost to the point of like crying about it because I couldn't believe what I had just experienced in this dream. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness that's not real. And then in my day's state, turned the TV on and realized it was real. And it was really hard to accept. And as a law enforcement officer that day, it absolutely changed everything. It wasn't too long before my phone, and to date myself, my pager, went off, and departments are starting to call in, and it was all hands on deck from that moment on. So,
Jackie, let's go back to you for a second. So again, for most of our students, or maybe all of them, this happened before they were born. Mm-hmm. This seems like distant history. How do you bring this into the classroom? How do you bring the lessons from 9/11 in a way that is meaningful, educationally age-appropriate? How do you do that?
Right. It varies a little bit by grade level, how it's approached. And at the elementary level, we really focus on the first responders. So we've got a lot of elementary schools that invite first responders in for lunch. Mm-hmm. They have first responders parades. We have some elementary schools that write thank you notes to first responders. So we really focus on that idea of service and sacrifice and heroes, and try to focus on kind of the unity that came out of that day and how everyone kind of came together in this phase of tragedy. For our older students, we focus a little bit more on kind of the historical events of that day and why they happened, what happened. There is a great site, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, has wonderful education resources. They have artifacts preserved from that day that they have available to view online. So you can discuss the artifacts, you can look at pictures and images and video footage. And so we have a lot more at the upper grade levels. We have a lot more discussion about the realities of what happened on that day. And the role of first responders in that as well.
Sure, because even the first responders may have been here, as Ryan described, I expect their pagers were going off or their phones were ringing as they got called in to help provide support.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. What lessons do you teach for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Constitution Day, we have built into a lot of our regular curriculum that we already have at the elementary level. So we have some lessons on the meaning of the preamble. We have some lessons on why do we need the Constitution. You know, kindergartners learn about, you know, what rules do you have? And our Constitution is like rules for our country. And so we start having that just in our regular curriculum, but during the week of September 17th, we emphasize that a lot. And then again, at the secondary level, we continue to have those lessons built in. At eighth grade, we have some teachers who bring in students from the UNL Law College. They come in and talk about the preamble, and they talk about the Bill of Rights. So it's a great opportunity for us to partner with other organizations too in the community to come in and share about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the freedoms that we all have in this country.
I know that there are people in the community who might be concerned thinking that we need to teach the Constitution, and rest assured we do. And I know that Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, that's not the only time that we talk about it,
right.
But it is a nice day for the Constitution to have focus, reflect on the history of that amazing document.
Right.
Ryan, let's talk to you for a second. What activities are you bringing to your students about Patriot Day and Constitution Day?
Well, Patriot Day, I obviously have a really unique perspective of that. And so part of what I do, and same thing Jackie talked about, I use the Memorial website. History Channel has some really great resources that I've looked at as well. There's a timeline that I use that it's just fascinating. It walks through the events, even some audio footage of phone calls that came in from the flights and other things. That I teach with those things because, like you said before, there's a lot of students that are in my class in sixth grade that this is just some event that happened and they don't truly understand it. And so to be able to expose them to that, I mean, there's a lot of missing information that they need to know. Also, a couple really good videos that I found that I used to introduce 9/11 and to talk about the events of that day. But I would say the crux of my lesson is on Patriot Day, I have every year that I've taught in a social studies classroom, I tell my story. I let my kids into my life. I let them know what it was like, the feelings I had, talk a little bit about what happened with law enforcement, with first responders, with fire departments on that day and kind of how it changed things. And I open myself up to questions from my students and really allow them to explore by asking me questions about that. And I found that absolutely love to find out more about, I mean, kids love to find out about their teachers and that sure. we're people outside of school. And so it's a great opportunity to connect and to bring a different perspective to things.
No, I was going to say, it's neat that you have that perspective, and I bet your students learn a lot from that. Now, I understand, too, that you bring Veterans Day to life in November in your classroom. Tell us about that.
So I am fortunate to have a father who is a veteran. He served in Vietnam. And so from day one, when I became a teacher, I believe my first year that I ever taught on Veterans Day, I actually in the middle of my elementary school classroom at the time, we put on speakerphone in the classroom and we called my dad at work and we had all the kids scream Happy Veterans Day to my dad. And then the very next year, and every year since that, so for the last 9 years, my dad has actually come into my classroom. Mm-hmm. And so he comes in, he has his shadow boxes with his medals, insignia, a picture of him as a good-looking youth. And he comes in and sits down, he tells the kids about his medals, and tells about his experience as about being a veteran and what it's meant to him to be a veteran. He takes questions. There are certain things that he chooses not to answer, but he answers most of the kids' questions, and they're really curious to do that. And then generally when my dad leaves from that class period, we write letters to veterans. And inevitably, a couple kids will write one to thank my dad. And I encourage kids, if they know a veteran on that day, to thank a veteran for what they've done. And so for kids that don't have veterans in their lives that they know, they just write a generic veteran letter. And then I take them down to the VA and drop them off there. And really appreciate that when we bring those things in.
What a great experience for our kids. Thank you for that. All right, we're out of time. I'd like to say thank you to both you, Jackie and Ryan, for joining us today, and thank you for the work that you do in the district office and in our classroom for our kids. Keep in mind, we've got our work session where we're going to be talking about facilities coming up at 4:30, and we'll have our regular board meeting at 6 o'clock. And if you like, you can watch our board meeting live on our website at www.lps.org. Also, you can watch it on TV, ALLO Channel 23, Charter Spectrum Channel 1303, or Windstream Channel 1080. With that, again, my name is Don Mayhew. Thanks for watching.
Another great show, LPS Live Board Preview, and timely, as I'm sure we are all as adults are reflecting on today and where we were the 18 years ago, but then also how we're talking to our own families and our own children about what happened before they were even alive or born. So this is very timely, as I'm sure we are all reflecting on that day.
Yeah, I was speaking with my own daughter this morning about, or she was asking me actually on the way to school this morning, about what happened and what it was like. And it's one of those things that, it's got a place that it happened. And so in some ways it can feel like it's a New York City thing or a Washington, D.C. thing or a Pennsylvania thing. But it's something that affected the entire nation. You know, everybody was feeling like what happened to us. And then the thing I remember too is how it was immediately everybody was, how can we respond? Mm-hmm. One of those things that was happening here in Lincoln was we didn't know who was going to be hurt, how many people were going to be coming out of those buildings. I know St. Elizabeth, the burn unit, was getting all ready in case people had to be flown here to get treatment for that. There were people that were National Guard that were getting activated to go help. And there was pride in that, too. There was like, you know, everybody wanted to do something. And to know that your community could take part in any way to responding to it was a real special thing at that time.
And I think it's wonderful that Jackie and all of our teachers and staff across the district are finding ways to continue to honor that service, to honor that spirit of volunteering and coming together as a nation like we did 18 years ago. And also with Constitution Day, finding ways that we can bring those lessons into our classroom and really bring that document to life. It's not just a document that's sitting behind a glass case somewhere. It is actually, how do we use that every single day and give it purpose? And then also, like Ryan said too, on Veterans Day, how he brings that. I know we have schools all across Lincoln who honor veterans on Veterans Day, which is what is so neat that we're able to bring those lessons into our schools and really bring what might feel like history on pages of a book to life for these kids so that they can take pride in it and honor those who have served.
Thank you to all of our teachers like Ryan that either are or have been police officers, firefighters, National Guard. I know we've got folks out in the country that probably have served on rural fire departments and things. So thank you to all of you and to the service that you provide to all of us. If there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with calendars up on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe, we're up on all the services. So just search for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, and I'm sure you'll find us. And that's our podcast for today. Thanks for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.